The following commentary is from Bloomberg Opinion.
The FDA risks sacrificing its standards for speed. I'm Max Neeson, a columnist for Bloomberg Opinion. Today's Food and Drug Administration moves faster than it used to. That may not always be a good thing. A new study from Harvard Medical School found that the FDA is approving drugs faster with weaker evidence. Emphasis on speed and flexibility could be eroding standards. In 1992, Congress created accelerated approval, which can greenlight medicines based on surrogate endpoints like scans or biomarkers that predict rather than confirm patient benefit. It's one of several programs that are contributing to the study's findings. Companies that get accelerated approval are supposed to run a further study to confirm that their drugs work, but often drag their feet as they continue to profit from often costly drugs. There are good reasons for faster approvals. Scientific advances have made it easy to create impactful drugs for small populations, but the FDA arguably hasn't found the right balance between embracing innovation and maintaining a high bar. Upcoming approval decisions, particularly on an Alzheimer's drug that would cost Americans billions even though there's limited evidence and it works, are an opportunity the agency should use to move back towards demanding firmer proof that drugs work before they hit the market. I'm Max Neeson. For more opinion, please go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPI on Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.